So you got that going for you, which is nice.
Rude.
Let's lock up the Oregon Fuel Injection Hotline. It's a Monday. Woohoo! It's that time when we wrap the first hour of Sports Talk. We take a look back at a packed weekend of action, and we choose those who did just a little something, something, something extra to garner our attention. It's what we like to call Light 'em Up!
Again, Butter! Steph Curry! His 11th three of the night!
Kobe on a spin.
Yes!
What a display! They can't believe it courtside, neither could we.
Airs it out down the field. It is caught by Tyree. Oh my God.
How about another? To center field, number four, Josh Hamilton.
It's Lillard. He got the shot off.
Never gets old.
Thanks, Mike Tirico. Always appreciate it. Time for Light 'em Up, the best of the weekend, the biggest performers and performances, big games. All of it is recapped here, and who lit it up? Steve, you lead off. Who you got?
Well, I'm starting with those Atlanta Braves. They found another gear, and they are... Whoop!
It's lit! Shout out Chavvy! Scott! Because it's lit!
Hottest team in baseball. They've won 9 of 10. They've run right past the Phillies into the NL East lead, culminated with a lumber assault in the series finale yesterday. 15-1. That's a demolition. Ronald Acuna, 4 hits. Homer 16, couple of ribbies. But in the great franchise tradition, dating to Glavin, Smoltz, Avery, adding free agent extraordinaire Maddox, tremendous pitching. Last year, we saw Mike Fultonevich have a breakout season, 13 wins, ERA under 3, surpassed 200 Ks. This year, the first-round pick from 2015, Mike Soroka, just 21, 7-1, 1-9 ERA, whip under 1. Last week, I mentioned 23-year-old Max the Liberator Fried, who has 7 wins. The vet Julio Teheran throwing well, the ERA below 3. Them VAR Atlanta Braves leading the East by 2.5 and lit.
It's lit!
From start to finish, the San Diego Padres-Colorado Rockies series was a firestorm. That was
it's lit! Great. Shout out Chavvy! Scott! Because it's lit!
This four-game series had 92 total runs scored, averaging 23 total runs a game, and my goodness, it was fun. The first game of the series at Coors on Thursday night was a 9-6 win for the Rockies, and it was the most boring game of the series. Friday night, Hunter Renfroe hits 3 home runs, has 5 RBIs, including a 2-run homer in the 9th that was a part of a 6-run 9th, and then a homer in the 12th that was a 5-run 12th for the Padres. Saturday, the Rockies got revenge. They won 14-8, where 6 Rockies had extra base hits. Charlie Blackmon had 4 hits for the 3rd straight game. Even pitcher German Marquez got in on the action and had a double. Sunday was a doozy. The Padres, a 3-0 lead in the top of the 1st. They respond by giving up 6 in the bottom half. They give up 2 more in the they get 2 more in the 2nd. They give up 3 more in the 2nd. All of this back and forth ended with the Rockies up 13-11 in the 9th, and the Padres score 4 in the 9th to get the win in that one. And in all 4 games, the Padres scored 22 runs after the 6th inning. Charlie Blackmon had 15 hits, 4 homer, 10 RBI. Manny Machado, 10 hits, 3 homer, 6 RBI. Ian Desmond, 12 RBI. Hunter Renfroe had 5 home runs. My new rule, all baseball games forever have to be played at Coors Stadium. It was lit.
It's lit!
I'm going new U.S. Open champ Gary Woodland is obviously lit.
It's lit! Shout out Chavvy! Scott! Because it's lit!
You know, we talk about Colin Montgomery, Ricky Fowler, Matt Kuchar, and used to do the same about Sergio because it's a vacancy. The PGA titles, the international titles, the endorsements, adulation, all the prize money. But you don't win a major, your proper name within golf circles becomes John Doe, but he never won a major. And at age 35 now, the window starts to close a bit. Woodland never won a title while leading after 54 holes. That's carried nuts. The edge into the final round. Heck, his only top 10 in a slam was last year's PGA. But yesterday, he out Kepka. Steely. 265-yard three-wood from the fairway on the par 5 14th. That is legendary. His chip from the green on 17 to save par, and his open clinching bomb on 18. Absolutely money. Your 2019 U.S. Open champ at Pebble Beach, Gary Woodland, is lit.
It's lit!
I forgot. I remember seeing that stat and being like, I should write that down and remember it. 0 for 7 while leading after 54 holes. That's so
good. I wrote it down. We got you covered.
Thanks, Steve. Mississippi State baseball lit up the ninth inning in Omaha.
It's lit! Shout out Chavvy! Scott! Because it's lit!
There aren't many better things than a ninth inning comeback, and that's exactly what we got last night. The Bulldogs down 4-1 going into the ninth inning, get a leadoff double, and then they give away one of their three outs by bunting him over to third. Mississippi State draws a walk, bring the tying run to the plate, followed by another double, scoring the first run of the inning. So it's 4-2. A ground out to the shortstop with runners on second and third. Runner on third scored, makes it 4-3, but now there's two down. Auburn inching closing to winning. They get a ground ball that's just routine to the third base. Baseman just got to make the throw across the diamond to avoid the elimination game. The throw sailed over the first baseman head. It almost ended up in Iowa. This game is now tied. For some reason, Auburn decided to intentionally walk a couple batters, and very suddenly the bases were loaded, which I'm sure isn't raising any of the pressure on this poor closer that's been out there on the mound through all of this. It's suddenly the bases are loaded and the Bulldogs get a win on a bouncing grounder up the middle off the glove of the pitcher. The second baseman couldn't corral it either. Ball game over. Mississippi State comes back from the dead to win again. Ninth inning comebacks are great. Mississippi State was lit.
It's lit!
That poor third baseman.
Oh, that was...
I feel for that kid.
He took nine steps. He cut the throw down by like 15 feet. He had the guy out by a mile and a half, and he threw the ball almost
he
into
Iowa.
He
lost it. It's like he tried to throw it from where the bottom of his hand meets his wrist. It was terrible. Last one. Dodger lefty Hyunjin Ryu is lit.
It's lit! Shout out Javi! Scott! Because it's lit!
He's having one of those seasons. Koufax, Gibson, Martinez, Maddox, QMC Hammer, because you can't touch this. So after beating the Pirates, allowing two earned runs on April 26th, his ERA at the time, a very respectable 2.96. Over his nine starts since, he's dropped it to 1.26. In May, he went 5-0 with a 0.59 ERA. In June, he's chalked up win number nine. That would be a lot.
90.
His ERA is 0.39. And like I mentioned earlier, Buster Olney says hitters are 2 of 57 against him with runners in scoring position. That batting average is 0.39. He suffered through three consecutive injury plague season, but here in 2019, dude's in another stratosphere. And you like timing? The 32-year-old is a free agent after this year.
Catching.
Hyunjin Ryu. Lit!
It's lit!
Last one, Trevor Drone Guy Gets Paid Bauer was lit this weekend.
It's lit! Shout out Chavvy! Scott! Because it's lit!
Bauer quite literally had the best start of his season yesterday as he shut out the Detroit Tigers. He completed his first career complete game shutout with 8 strikeouts, 80 of 117 pitches for strikes, only gave up 4 hits and no walks. The most interesting part, though, is that he gave up 2 doubles and a triple as a part of those 4 hits, and none of them scored. The most interesting, in the bottom of the second, leadoff triple to Harold Castro, stranded him at third by getting a flyout, a comebacker, and a strikeout. You could be saying, ah, it's the Tigers, who really cares? It's a complete game shutout. Those don't happen. It's lit.
It's lit!
And a reverse dunk into the Boom. Recycling bin.